Blog Talk Radio.
Schedule is really screwed up because of Christmas connected to deliveries and things like that, and so we'll try to keep our the earlier schedule. It's just things ran late today. Great black Roman Catholic saint was in Spain's colonial empire in South America. Martin de Porres, Saint Martin de Porres, was born on this day. What's important about him in San Francisco is Martin de Porres is one of the soup kitchens that provide free food for anybody that's hungry. It does not take any government monies, and if you want to donate to an organization that's doing something that's not a hustle or not a bogus nonprofit, check out St. Martin de Porres on Potrero in San Francisco. I do some volunteer work for them. And we'll be putting stuff on our YouTube, Amicus Veritas YouTube. the Swedish king had made Sweden a military power during the 15th century. Gustavus Adolphus was born on this day. And, of course, Sweden's last great military king fought against one of my heroes, Peter the Great of Russia. This was Charles the 13th. And finally, the Swedes kicked Russian butt for a long time, and finally, Peter the Great built the navy, and he built up an army, and he defeated the Swedes at the Battle of Poltava. Sweden, after that, never got involved in any wars in Europe or in the world, and had been neutral in World War I as well as World War II, although spies of both the Axis and the Allies operated in Stockholm. They weren't supposed to, and there's a famous movie, The Counterfeit Traitor. You might want to. Was an American who gave up his citizenship. He was an international oil man and became a Swede, but he was blackmailed into working for the Allies during World War II because he had access to Germany's industry and industrialists, who especially their oil industry. And he got a lot of information and story of William Ericsson. Great movie starring William Holden. Incidentally, William Holden was the best man of Ronald Reagan's marriage, one of Ronald Reagan's marriages. The guy who wrote Paradise Lost, John Milton, born on this day. If you're an ice skater and you hear that waltz, it's by Waltheffel, his birthday today. A great Russian, Kropotkin, he was an anarchist. but he tried to shake up the Romanov government and a dynasty in Russia. It was a dying monarchy, but Kropotkin was one of the interesting characters. A Spaniard who does not get much publicity. You hear about Defia, you hear about Albinez, but you don't hear about Joaquin Turina, and also the great guitarist, Rodrigo. You hear about him. Did you know he was blind? Great composer and great guitarist. And then we had Clarence Birdeye, the guy who invented frozen foods. I believe when I was growing up in Cook County in Des Plaines, outside of Des Plaines, we were told that Clarence Birdeye had lived in that area sometime during his life. And, of course, Birdeye's frozen foods was acquired, I think, by General Foods. A great clown. He had one of the best clowns in the circus, although some people have condemned the circuses because of the cruelty to animals. Dimmock Kelly. He's born today. The Wicked Witch of the West in The Wizard of Oz, Margaret Hamilton, her birthday today. We had, let's see, who else? William Broderick Crawford, or Broderick Crawford, and he was in all the King's Men he depicted. Huey Long, great film, he got an Academy Award for that, but we best know him for a TV series called Highway Patrol, which is about crime and pursuing criminals on California's Highway Patrol using the California Highway Patrol. Great stories, and then we later got chips out of that. The guy who told everybody that politics is local, and this is what I'm telling people, stop worrying about Washington and the budget, which nobody can figure out because it's so huge and they're black budgets. Look at what's going into your own community, where federal money is coming in, who's getting it, how they're accounting for it or not accounting for it. But Tip O'Neill's on his gravestone, I don't know if it's there, but it should be, all politics is local. Also, we have today Kirk Douglas. His father was a junk man, but he was a Russian immigrant. The father was, and his Kirk Douglas, of course, Hollywood changed his name, and his original name was Isar Dumsky, or Damsky, Issardamski, just like Rock Hudson was, I think his name was Fitzgerald. I remember we discussed this with my speech teacher. Dalton Trumbo, another Hollywood actor, born today. Now, he was one of those who were blacklisted, who supported the Communist Party during the 30s, as a lot of well-meaning people did. But Dalton Trumbo had either he didn't use his name when he wrote screenplays for Hollywood, and a lot of these guys did. They had to use pseudonyms. But his best film was Johnny Got His Gun. It's a great anti-war film. The woman who is married, I forgot the actor's name. She is the heiress, was the heiress of Mrs. Post, which is Post Toasties and Post Cereal Foods, Dina Merrill. Gorgeous blonde. Another actor, John Cassavetes. And we had another actress, Dame Judi Dench, born today. Great football player, Chicago Bears. Worked with Papa Bear, Dick Butkus, the band, Canadian singer, Rick Danko, another actor from Illinois, John Malkovich, and another singer, one of the Mormon boys from Utah, Donnie Osmond. we forgot Hermione Gingold, who played in Gigi, and she was also in The Music Man. She has a great deep contralto voice. Among the deaths today, Edith Sitwell, who wrote quite a bit of poetry that was set to music, I think, by Sir William Walton. Ralph Bunche, who was a black American who worked with the UN and was the first major black to hold a post at the United Nations. Great movie director, William Wellman. I think he did a World War One airplane combat film. Leon Jaworski, who was the lawyer in Watergate, with a name like Polish name like that, you'd think he came from Chicago or Cleveland, but he came from Texas. Wrong Way Corgan, that's a guy during the 30s who Douglas a Corrigan was his name, and he said he was going to fly, I think, to somewhere in the United States. Instead, he flew to Ireland, and the government was a little perturbed, but the media dubbed him Wrong Way Corrigan, and the name stuck. And then we had, let's see, who else is born today? I think that's pretty much it. Among the events today, Noah Webster published a first newspaper, called the Minerva in New York. In 1851, we had the first YMCA, which was set up not in the United States, but in Montreal, Canada. In 1854, William Alfred Lloyd Tennyson wrote the poem and published it, The Charge of the Light Brigade, that's slaughter, a glorious charge at Balaclava, which broke the Russians back in the Crimean War. And then we had the Knights of Labor, which was one of the original, some people thought they were anarchists, but they were one of the forerunners to the American labor movement, which later became AFL-CIO. In 1878, Joseph Pulitzer bought the St. Louis Dispatch newspaper for $2,500. He competed with William Randolph Hearst, and they butted heads in the Spanish-American War, and that's where the term yellow journalism comes from. 1917, and this is one of the sources of the problems we have in the Middle East, General Allenby, later Field Marshal Allenby, captured Jerusalem. Now, if you see the movie Lawrence of Arabia, Allenby is depicted in that, and of course the British set up the mandate in what was called Palestine, which is Israel today, and a lot of problems came out of that, the British rule in Palestine, trying to keep the Jews from Europe from emigrating into Palestine. But they weren't successful, and they were forced out, and Israel became a country on its own in 1948. And Harry Truman, President Truman, was the first major world leader to recognize Israel. And talking about nation creating, in 1931, after the abdication of Alfonso, I think the 23rd, the last Spanish king, the gene pool ran out. Spain became a republic, a left-wing republic, and this later led to the Franco and the Spanish Civil War. In 1941, Hitler ordered U.S. ships open season on them, and they could be bombed and torpedoed. 1953, we get back to the Cold War. General Electric decided that a management decision that anybody who was identified as communist would be fired. Interestingly, Ronald Reagan worked for General Electric and got a lot of publicity on black and white TV at the time. In 1958, the John Birch Society was founded. John Birch was a guy who was killed, I think, by the communists during the war between Mao and Chiang Kai-shek. And in 1961, this is very important, and it relates to the Steve Merritt case and Juan P. Frey. We'll get into that again. Adolf Eichmann, who was responsible for the deportation of many, many Jews during the Holocaust. He was the SS director of Jewish, quote, immigration, and he fled through the rat line to Argentina after the war, changed his name. But he was tracked down by the Mossad. He was kidnapped, brought back to Israel, and was tried and was convicted and was executed in 1961. Now, interestingly, Adolf Eichmann's son, as well as Martin Bormann's son, both of their sons became priests and then left the church. It's very interesting, these guys. And then the longest imprisonment of a man... 66 years, a guy named John Gaskin, 1974, as a youth, he stabbed somebody to death in a card game, and it was in Indiana, and he asked for life imprisonment without parole, and they gave it to him. And then we have the 1990, Lech Walesa became the president of Poland. Now, among the important things we should pay attention to, San Francisco's last honest, ethical, competent mayor, who also had international respect and prestige. No other San Francisco mayor has had that since. He died 10 years ago, and we're going to continue with his legacy. I think it's very important. And one of the contemporaries was Bill Moriyama, who I worked with at KLW. And Bill was of Japanese heritage. He was born here in America. Father owned a car repair business, and when after Pearl Harbor, the Japanese on the West Coast were ordered by Franklin Roosevelt, the president, and General DeWitt, and then Governor Earl Warren, all the Japanese would be rounded up. They would only be able to take what they could carry. They left behind businesses, cars, a lot of things, their pets. They were interned in places like Manzanar. Anyway, Moriyama was a victim of this, and he was a great radio personality, brought a lot of jazz, and tried to spiff up KLW, which needed new talent. And he died, unfortunately, young of a heart attack. But he was one of the victims, and there were many of them, were victims of the Pearl Harbor aftermath when he was this anti-Japanese feeling. A lot of people don't know this, but after World War II, the Japanese Americans of Japanese heritage, which is the term I prefer to use. Some of my uncles were in the Navy, and they married Japanese women. But Japanese who were here, who came back from the camps and came back to try to rebuild their lives, they were still encountered this hostility, and so they had to pass as Chinese or Filipinos. This is some of the things that happened. I did work independently with the ACLU on Rose Diaquino's case, and I met her many years ago in Chicago. She was railroaded. She was a victim of the Pearl Harbor aftermath, and she was caught in Japan and was told by the Japanese Kempeitai, which is their secret police. She was one of the women who was told to broadcast or you'd be executed or sent to the camps. There was an Australian, I think there was an American, who also was involved in this, but he had the Hearst papers beating the war drums to have her tried and executed. It was awful, awful, awful. Now, if you were getting a battery or your battery dies out in this winter, this just recently happened to me, I had a battery replaced in my vehicle by AAA. Unfortunately, the young man who replaced the battery did not check the guidebook for the size of battery for the size of vehicle, replacement vehicle that I had. It had a vehicle stolen. And it turns out that the battery came loose because it didn't fit in the mounting. And it hit one of the wheels, pulleys, and had to replace the rubber pulley drives on the car. So if you have to get a new battery, or you're thinking of getting a new battery, or you have somebody come out and replace your battery, make sure that they check to see that it is the right size battery for the car that you want to install that battery in. Otherwise, it will come loose, and it could cause a lot of damage, including tearing up your power steering and your other belts, depending on the type of car that you have. Now, we're going to play part of George Christopher's, he was a civic statesman as well as an international diplomat, and with all the corruption that's going on with politicians today, I think this Christopher's legacy and his comments in the interview I did with him, and we also have it on video, his advice on enrichment while in public office.
You've built other projects in the city, like the Housing Authority projects that you built. I live in the area, and it took them longer to tear it down under Agnos and Jordan than to build the new schlock. These houses made of ticky-tacky.
Well,
what would you, and you know, the Housing Authority, since your administration, was the last good one. The books were balanced. We didn't have the problems that we've had since then. What would you recommend can be done to clean that mess up?
Well, you have to bear in mind that in government, there are two fundamental principles. First of all, the investing community has to have confidence in the mayor. You can have billionaires galore all over the city. And if they don't have confidence in the mayor, they're not going to participate. That's why I was able to get the Blythe-Zillabak Committee to come in. going to the redevelopment agency, you may remember that Elmer Robinson, who was a very astute fellow himself, but still he had his ideas in a different way than I did, and he was trying to find a good sound administrator for the redevelopment agency. And then I forget their names.
There have been a lot of them.
Yeah. But there was great criticism just before I got into office by Justin Herman in the press. Well, he was lambasting the administration terribly. And Justin Herman at that time was with the federal government. So I called him as soon as I was there. I said, Justin, I said, I'd like to talk to you. Come on over. So he did. I said, tell me what's wrong. Well, he says, you don't get the right people in there to run it. You get one fellow and he fails, and 6 months or a year later, somebody else has to come be brought in. Not my administration, prior administrations. So this became quite a joke. I said to him, you know, there's only one way to solve this matter. He says, what's that? I said, I don't want you to fall out of your chair. He says, here's what I think is going to be my suggestion to you. You quit your job with the federal government and work for the city and county of San Francisco. Oh, my gosh. He just put his hands up. And he was shocked that I could even that I had the temerity to even make the suggestion. I said, no, don't argue with me. I said, I made up my mind. I want you to come here. Tell me how much it's going to cost the city. That's all I'm asking. And he says, so I have to talk to him for a half an hour. And I used all the salesmanship I could command at that time, too. I says, don't make up your mind right now. I says, go home and talk to your wife about it. And I'm going to call you tomorrow. I want you to come back. Oh, he says, I can't do it, but I'll talk to my wife about it. Well, when he said, I'll talk to my wife about it, I knew that there were some little possibilities. And the next day, he came back again. He says, how much did you say? Well, I gave him $3,000 a year more than he was making at the federal government. That's all I gave him. That wasn't big money.
You talk about, there was a little anecdote you told me a while back about Khrushchev and his wife. Could you relate it again?
Well, something happened. But anyway, we are going to end with politics and poker. We'll be back Wednesday. I'm still adjusting the schedule because we're on Christmas schedule with some other things that I'm working on. And we'll try to keep in 2014, if we're around that time and the tsunami doesn't get us, Fukushima, we'll try to stick to our usual regular schedule of 4 p.m. We'll end with politics and poker. I just had some medical procedures today, so I'm a little out of it. And you can go to Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AmiCusVeritas. And we'll end now with politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big Ace.
Ace Betts.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Impulse.
Possible straight, possible flush. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
I suppose we should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which
Riley, are you thinking of Jack B or Jack Y?
I say, neither one. I never even met him.
I say, when you got a pair of jacks, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, what to bet,
where to call up.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrace.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say. Raise your five.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
I'll say, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck.
Well, we'll be back Wednesday at 4, at probably on 3 or 4. We'll get that schedule worked out. Go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, AMICUSVERITAS. Stay warm, stay safe. And again, if you have to replace the battery in your car, make sure that you check to see that to get the proper battery for that car. Otherwise, if it's the wrong size, you know, when you drive, it'll get loose and it could damage the motor. This is Peter Paul Vizzola. Stay safe, keep warm, and we'll be back Wednesday. Good night.